Hello.
Hi, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
What was the 59 and above?
50 and 64, yeah. That's the one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
I'm Hispanic.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long way. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country would be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? I have a list I can read it to you if that will help you. Jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, health care, abortion, global climate change.
Probably, the economy is my first one.
Okay, thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or a month before the election?
Yeah, I've been registered voter for a while, so I knew for a while, so over a month.
Okay, thank you. And just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what is the most important reason that you decided to vote in these elections in Ohio? I have to write it down, so just give me one thing to be a little bit specific.
This past election?
If you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what is the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? Yes, this past election, I guess.
This past election, yeah. Probably the abortion amendment.
Okay, thank you. Abortion. Okay, thank you. Abortion amendment. There we go. Okay, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision, including...
But not no. Just,
you voted no? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. No. Why did you vote no on issue one? I have to write it down so specifically. Specifically, that the reason why you voted no.
Why?
Yeah, why did you vote no on the initial one?
Because it's a blank statement on abortion. I mean, you can murder a baby up to nine months old. That's crazy.
Okay.
So it's too outrageous. The bill was too extreme.
Okay. Thank you. Blank statement. So you said it was too
extreme.
Too extreme. Bill was too extreme. It was not, I got you. Okay. Thank you. You said that you voted no on issue one, in November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote? To be voting on issue one, on election day, a few days before election, a few weeks before election, month before election.
No, a month before. As soon as the bill came out and I read the bill, I decided no.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish language online, digital art and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls to text from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, a direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social club, clubs, or community groups.
Oh, there's several in there. You need which one?
It don't matter. Just give me one or two. Tell you if you think that, you know, that's the reason that you heard about the election. Whichever you think.
Church was one, then YouTube was the other, and on TV.
Okay, thank you. Beautiful. Moving right on. Okay, now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professional, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experience in abortion, men in general, men who have experience in abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected official, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organization, celebrities, social media influence.
The church.
Thank you. And did you remember any specific things that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yes, sure. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? The reason why, you know, did you hear anything that makes you wanted to vote on this election?
It was an election. It's my responsibility, right? It was an important issue, and I voted. It wasn't because I heard of anybody wasn't because of any particular thing.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Do you, at any point during the campaign, change your mind on how you would vote on issue one, yes or no?
Did I what now?
At any point during the campaign, change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
Not at all.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how, why? They want to know why. Not at all. You said not at all, right? You already made up your mind.
Why?
Write it down. Give me a specific, yes. Please.
Because the yes folks didn't give any good reason why they changed their mind.
Okay.
I mean, there was no compelling reason after I read the amendment.
Okay.
There was no reason at all, actually.
Did not give you any specific, the yes votes did not give you any specific, what was that again?
The yes voters did not give any good reasons why not to change my mind. It was all nonsense.
Okay. Specific reason to change my mind. Thank you. Specific. Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind or whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And they asked him why, because you already told me, right? Because you wanted to vote with your heart, right? How you feel?
No, it's just too important. To put that on the amendments, it's too important of an issue. That's crazy that they put that the way the amendment was written. To put that on the amendment is insane.
Okay, thank you.
Or to put that in the Constitution, I should say.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away under their proposed amendments to the Ohio Constitution. The state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex change, meaning that you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Okay, I didn't follow that. As a father, I should have a say in my daughter, especially if she's underage, what she does with her body.
Okay.
I should be there to counsel her.
No, I understand. I'm going to read it again so that you can tell me whether it's very convincing or not convincing argument that they're making. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. A push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning that you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you. Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad that they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are going to know on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I had a hard time following you there, but
sure, no problem. I'll read it again. Legal experts said that issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad that they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
That's somewhat,
somewhat convincing?
Yeah, somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed on the issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Well, you
convincing.
Already, yeah. Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
No, but it's too extreme. That's unconvincing. Again, it's too extreme.
Okay.
Just pass an amendment for an exception.
All right.
Instead
of making it general, I understand. Okay. Not very convincing, not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Which part mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans? Or Democrats or Republicans?
Probably Republicans, but again, I don't trust either party. But probably Republicans more so.
Okay, thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? I have a list. I can read it to you. Jobs and the economy, low wages, inflation, health care, abortion, global climate change, federal deficit, racism, and race relations. What do you think?
Economy,
thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States.
Economy and inflation.
Thank you. Would the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yeah, somewhat.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and the and as a Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
It's not going to be Joe Biden. That's for sure.
Okay. Good show. So right now,
anybody except Joe Biden. I don't know. It's between Trump and whoever third party.
Okay. So I have undecided too, if you think that would be a better, Trump?
Probably undecided.
Okay. Thank you. Because we don't know yet who's going to be the nominee anyway. The reason why you undecided, just specifically, I have to write it down. You already said it, but just repeat it.
I want to see who the nominees are for the Republican and the third party.
Okay, thank you. Nominees. Nominees. Okay, thank you. We almost done. We are at 83%. Only a few more questions. This is just for statistical purposes only. Just a couple more questions and we are finished with the interview. In what country were you born?
I'm sorry?
In what country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico,
Cuba,
America?
Cuba,
okay. Cuba, okay, thank you. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very or just conservative?
Probably just conservative.
Thank you. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you. And what is your gender? Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. I appreciate it.
Bye.